Well, now, welcome to the evening service tonight. Now, I said earlier on that we would cater for the under 20s, right? Hands up if you're under 20. Come on, all you under 20s, including Don Mitchell. Well, you'll be pleased to know you're all under 120, okay? And I did say we would cater for the under 120s as well. Now, I did say that, Michelle, didn't I? Yes. So we are here as well. Is that right, Erin? You see, you wouldn't be able to say I'm on under 20, but I think you're pretty safe to say you'll mostly be able to say you're under 120, right? Even the oldest person here. I've no idea who the oldest person here is, by the way. Okay? I'm not looking at anybody either. All right, I'm just fixed on you, I know, Erin, okay? Now, since we're catering for the under 20s, right, Isabel said she couldn't find the music to my first hymn, right? Okay, now it's fine. And I didn't give her much notice, like only sent the email this morning. So, and you probably only picked it up this afternoon or something, Ken. Oh, right, oh, I see it was. Anyway, if you're under 20, right, you here think about a favourite song to sing, right? And I'll ask you in a minute, okay? But, now, Samuel passed his grade 2 exam a couple of weeks ago. Is that right, Samuel? And he told me that he did a couple of piano recitals this week. Well, I mean, I couldn't have passed over something like that and nae ask him to play, could I? Right, so sit back and enjoy Samuel. He's got a D2. Is that right? Two piano recitals. Okay, thank you, Samuel. Samuel, it was absolutely fantastic. It really was brilliant. That was brilliant. And, you know, I applaud all the keyboard players in the church here for playing the keyboards or playing any musical instrument, really. It's really good to praise the Lord with your musical ability. And, of course, we've all got a little bit of musical ability, even if we can't play a musical instrument, because we can praise the Lord and we're here. The day to praise the Lord, and that's lovely. Thank you, Samuel. Now, under 20s. Surprise me. I was trying to look across at Jordan, but anyway, yeah, sorry, Jordan. Jordan, was you going to say something? Okay, when you go. Yes? Oh, right, now, let me tell you, that's a good choice. And we're going to sing it in the middle of the service. Okay, I'd already chose it. Great minds think alike, Jordan. Great minds think alike. We are going to sing it in. Just not quite at the beginning. Okay, now, under 20s, you've got another chance to come away with a favourite. Now, what do you think? Anybody else? Any other, have you got a favourite song or anything under 20s? No? Okay then, I've got to throw open the under 120s, okay? All right? Okay then, under 120s. Any favourite? Now, Margaret, didn't look at what for me. Again, you're under 120. Because he lives, right, yes. Let's stand and sing this one. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
How does it start again? Oh, God sent his son, that's right. Yes, I couldn't remember. Yeah.
Now, boys and girls, under 20s, come a while here with me, because you can this song, at least I think you can this song, because we only started singing this song a couple of weeks ago, actually, in the Sunday school, didn't we? Can you play this one, by the way, Samuel? Oh, right. Can you sight read it, by any chance? Oh, and I got it with you. Oh, I've got it in the book here. Oh, that's right. Yeah. What do you think? Are you okay? Okay, no pressure. Right.
Come on in, under 20s, out you come. And yes, come on out, guys. Come on, Leah and Aaron, Adam. Come on out. Now, I think most of you, with the exception of Isla, was given a verse, not a memory verse, but like a verse to say, or a couple of, a few verses, right? So, Rachel, Matthew, Aaron, and Leah, that is Aaron Coulter, and Leah, was given a verse. Now, can you remember what the verse is? Can you remember? God is love. Now, would you like to say it together after three, the four of you, Rachel? After three, one, two, three. God is love. God is... That's right now, Aaron. Very good. God is love. Yes, a round of applause for the four of them. Well done. And maybe Isla will be able to say God is love, you know, as well as, can I get my supper, please, or something like that, you know. Yeah. Okay, right, keep our seats, and we'll sing this particular one. Okay, sing it out now, yeah.
Before the blessings unnumbered and free, I inspiration that's given to me. Before the blood which was shed for me, L for the love shown on Calvary, E for eternal life promised to me. All in the Bible I find. Before the blessings unnumbered and free, high inspiration that's given to me. Before the blood which was shed for me, L for the love shown on Calvary, E for eternal life promised to me, all in the Bible I find.
Well done. Okay, right, go to your seats now. And fortunately, you are volunteered to say a Bible reading. So, let's turn together to Proverbs chapter 23. I think most of our scripture readings tonight, with the exception of one, is for the book of Proverbs. Proverbs was written by a wise king, Solomon. King Solomon, who was David's son, right? And can anybody tell me any proverbs that they know of? It doesn't need to be for the Bible. Any proverbs at all? No? A stitch in time saves nine. What's up for does only sewing these days, by the way? Anybody do any sewing? Ray, well done. Jeanette and Don, oh, super. Well, you'll ken that a stitch in time saves nine, eh? Yeah. I don't think Solomon wrote that one, though. I don't ken for it. It came from, maybe it was Singer. I'm not sure. Right. Now, Samuel, you're going to want to read us in. So it's Proverbs chapter 23. It's verses 15 to 18, okay?
My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. Don't envy sinners, but always continue to fear the Lord. You'll be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed.
Thank you, Samuel. Now, boys and girls, I was thinking a little bit about this over the last few weeks when I was reading through the book of Proverbs, which has got 31 chapters in it, right? Now, how many days are there normally in the month? 31, or sometimes there's 30. and sometimes there's 29, in some years there's 29, in some years there's 28, isn't there? Okay, so it does get a bit confusing and stuff, but like, if the month's got 31 days in it, you could actually read one chapter of the Proverbs every day and read the whole book in a month. What do you think of that? Yeah? And so a few weeks ago, I was on one particular chart. I was working through the Proverbs, and three things stuck out at me, and I thought, oh yeah, there's a three-point sermon there. And so I'm going to stock it up right at the end. I'm going to keep you in suspense, right? But I'm going to lead up to this with some pictures, right? So I'm going to ask you some questions. Now, John, picture number one, which is on slide two, because the first slide is blank. That's a blank in. And now, can I ask you, under 20s, do you recognize that person or the dogs? Monty Don, yes, yes. Does any under 20s watch Gardner's World? Any under 20s? Oh, the under 20 twins, Div. Aye, yes, I can see it. Oh, aye, they'd be experts right enough, eh? Do you watch it, Alma? Oh, Erin, you'll hate to get your education. Now, Omnia Great Gardner is Christine Cairns. In fact, I'm rubbish, really. But I did start recording this program, Gardner's World. Again, Jim doesn't believe me. I did start recording it, and I did even start watching it as well. Right, do you watch Gardner's World, Jim? You're probably signed up to appear in it, presumably. Yeah? But Monty Doan, there he is, and his two dogs, and he's having a cup of tea, and oh, he's having a hard day at work in a garden. That's good. It's good to work hard in the garden. Now, let's see the next slide, John. What sort of picture, what do you think? Adam? Yes, and who's that up there? That's Adam and Eve, yeah. You're well named. You were the very first name. Yeah, that's impressive. Adam and Eve. And you know, we are all related to Adam and Eve. Did you know that? We're all related to Adam and Eve. Because there wasn't any human beings before them. Adam was the first one. And to my mind, like, he didn't have a belly button, right? Because he wouldn't have needed a belly button, because God made him out of the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostrils, and God gave him life. Adam didn't have any life apart from God breathing in him. And Adam was made in God's image. And how was Eve made? Can any of the under 20s tell me how Eve was made? Anybody tell me how Eve was made? No? Yes? Yeah, it was Adam's rib. Would you like somebody to be made for your rib? I didn't think so, eh? But that's right. God put Adam to sleep, and then he took one of his ribs and he made Eve. And so that was the first two human beings, was Adam and Eve. And where did they live? Where did they live to start with? Yes, it was a Garden of Eden. Now, Nathan is going to read a scripture. We're going to turn to it. This is the only scripture that's not in the book of Proverbs tonight. It's in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. So if you want to turn to it, Nathan's going to read it to us. We'll give them a chance to look it up first, Nathan, but that's a good printout you've got here. Excellent. Okay, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 15, Nathan.
The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it.
Well done. Now, I think you should read it in again. It was well read. Very good. Because you've got a short verse, you see. You could read it twice.
The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So, Adam was meant to tend and watch over the garden. It wasn't a case of sitting down and just watching it grow and enjoying it, which I'm sure he did. He was created to look after it. Now, let's come to the next slide, John. Now, if you hadn't already guessed, I'm thinking a little bit about gardens now. Do you think that's a garden up there? Do you recognise where that is, by the way? That's right. It's looking over Fraserburgh. And what else can you recognise about it? A golf course. Do you play golf? You didn't. You said no as if it was a stupid question, like I would never play golf. Is it, you saying it's only stupid people that play golf now, Samuel? Oh, you're not saying that. Sorry, I'm just putting. Yeah. I wasn't just looking at you, Albert, because I used to play golf myself. Very badly, I have to say. But I did enjoy it. I'm not sure if you would call this a garden or no, really. But it's a nice space, and it has to be looked after by lots and lots of people. I'm not sure exactly how many. But they've got machines and stuff to cut the grass, and they've got to feed the grass and all that kind of stuff. So it has to be looked after. You can have a lovely walk across the golf course as long as you're not playing any golf on it. I suppose, Ken, once you start playing golf, I'm not sure about the enjoyment aspect of it. But there you go. That's Corby Hill and looking over Fraserburgh. And the next one. Now, under-20s. Under-20s. This is to find out how observant you are. Right, about Fraserburgh. Okay, so under-20s, do you recognise where that is? Or if you dinna, you probably soon will recognise where it is. Nathan? Yes, it's the academy. It's the academy. It's actually where the swimming pool and the youth centre used to be. It used to be. It's near there now. I mean, you know, buildings are near there forever, are they? We might think there's some really old buildings, like, well, the pyramids is thousands of years old and stuff, and that's still standing, I suppose, but it wouldn't always stand, I don't think. And nothing ever remains exactly the same, does it? I wonder if our houses will be here in another 100 years' time, because I didn't think the swimming pool lasted 100 years, did it? It was built in the 60s or something like that, was it? 60s? So it didn't really last 50 years, did it? It didn't last very long. We've got a new swimming pool now. I wonder if it'll last 50 years. Never actually been in it myself, but they say it's a good pool. There you go. What a pathetic example I am. I'm not good at gardening. I haven't been swimming for years, and I even been in the new pool. It's disgraceful. Anyway, okay, so would you say that the academy grounds was a garden, Nathan? No? It's just like an open bit of grass and stuff, yeah? Do you play football and stuff in the academy? Of course, you're not in the academy yet, are you? Oh, but next summer, after the summer, oh, Nathan, oh, secondary school beckons, wow, isn't time fly? Okay then, right, John, next slide. Anybody recognise where that is?
I know.
Where's that? It's a Fraserburgh Hospital. Have you ever been in the Fraserburgh Hospital, Matthew? Oh dear, bless my heart. Oh dear. Oh, I'm not going to ask any more questions about it, but maybe later, Michelle. Okay, right. So, Frisborough Hospital. Would you would you say that Frisborough Hospital was a garden, Matthew? No, no. Oh well. Yeah. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. That's true. And lovely flowers as well, aren't they? I believe Sandy Moynan is actually responsible for planting the flowers. And he's got a little shed, I think, as well. And he, I think, I'm not sure if Falls helps him. But does Jim? Gordon? Oh, well done, Gordon. Another gardener. Praise the Lord. That's great. Well, I'll tell you. That is very good. That is very good. Because patients in the hospital need a bit of cheering up, don't they? I mean, it'd be lovely to visit them, which is fine. But if they are like bored in the morning looking outside and they see some lovely flowers, that's good, isn't it? That's super. That's excellent. Well done, Gordon and Sandy. And I'm sure others who help with that. That's super. Okay, so gardens. Gardening is important then, right? Okay, now, I think I can feel another song coming on here just to brock things up. And since we're, you know, since we're catering for the under 20s, I think we've got to, hey, there are children all around the world. I think it's one of my favourite choruses. Can it play out in, Samuel? Yeah? Can it play out in as well? Or will Samuel go solo? Samuel go solo on this one, aye? Yeah? One hand, so it's okay. That's super. One hand is good. Okay, if you didn't care in a scene, you've seen well. We'll keep our seats. Okay, Samuel, yeah.
There are children all around the world, children just like me. Children everywhere on earth, across the land and sea. They need to hear that Jesus died and lives to set them free. Who will go and let them know, Lord, send me. There are children in my neighborhood, children out to play. Children who have never heard that Jesus is the way. He died and came alive again and lives in heaven today. Help me go and let them know, O Lord, I pray.
Okay, thank you very much, Samuel. Thank you. Now, John, the next slide. Which has got something to do with gardens, I have to say, as well. When you see it, you maybe think, oh, it's got nothing to do with gardens, but I think it has. Number 7. Anybody recognise under 20s? Anybody recognise... Aaron, do you recognise what photo it is? Have you got any of these up there? I think you've got dogs, but you maybe haven't got these. What do you think? Are they? Robots? Yeah? Would you like some robots? I'm not sure if your dad is off a hop at me asking you that question. I think you've maybe enough with dogs, have you? Aye. Dogs is good. Dogs is good. Especially if they're somebody else's, because you can clap them and then you can just say cheerio to them, can't you? Yeah? All right, now, robots. Okay, now, I think these are two of the best-fed robots in the hell of the Northeast. They have a better diet than John Mark has, I would say. Now, yes, Jordan? Would that be fun? Graham Mearsall Roberts. Well, If John, Mark, and Sarah maybe didn't tell me that bit of the story, but you're right, Graham Mayer did hear Roberts, didn't he? And no, it's John, Mark, and Sarah's Roberts, actually. Aye. Yeah. Now, why did I show you that verse? Why did I show you that picture? Well, Adam is going to read, now here we're back in Proverbs again, so look it up. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 10. Okay? Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 10. I'll give you a minute before Adam reads so you can follow it as well. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 10. Okay, Adam.
The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel.
That's a very good verse. I think that's worth reading again.
The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel.
Thank you very much, Adam. That's super. Now, I'm sure you look after your dogs, don't you? Yes, yes. And you know the righteous look after their animals. But you know that the kindest acts of the world are cruel. You know, that's what the Proverbs say, that's what Solomon found out. But it's good to look after your animals. And these two rabbits are very, very fortunate. Now, okay, let's turn to the next slide then. Who recognizes this photograph? Leah. I'm not an expert at names of gardens and stuff, but James Romsey, I think, is on the other side of the Strachan Road, I think, but if you look on the right-hand side, you'll see some swings and stuff, right? So, what do you think the name of this is, Adam? Agranda Swings. Well, I think Agranda Swings is on the right-hand side, isn't it? Now, the left-hand side, what would you call that? Is that Agranda Swings as well? That's a Salt and Gardens. I can't somebody would keep my right ear. Salt and Gardens. And is the other side of the old surgery Salt and Gardens as well? Is it? So it's Salt and Gardens 1 and Salt and Gardens 2. Is that right? And they keep that very well. Or maybe it's all one gardens. I'm not sure. But anyway, that's very nice. It's very well kept. And I think the council keep it. Now, it requires work to keep a garden. Do you think? Does any of the under 20s help in the garden? Do you cut a grass, Jordan? Do you? Oh, that's fantastic. I'll let you get you round to my house. Oh, really? Well, oh, it's okay. I don't worry about squint cutting and all that, Ken. What about you, Nathan? Do you help out in the garden? Do you help cutting the grass or weeding? What about weeding? Do you? Do you help with the weeding? No? Not yet. Well, I was speaking to Toddy, the Totty man. Now, so they get their Totties for Toddy, no? He drives a boat in a white van, Runebroke, and I get him on a Saturday, didn't I? And he says to me yesterday, he says, oh, he says, I'm never deen weeding, he says. I'm never deen weeding. In other words, you see, he grows vegetables, right? Out at the gosh, right? He's got a farm out here. And he plants vegetables, and he's got a big, whatever you call it, one of those things, cover things, what do you call them? For? Polytunnel. Oh, is that a fancy name? Is that, the first name's Poly, and the surname's Tunnel. Polytunnel, oh, he's got one of them. And he says he's never been weeding. You see, weeds needs to be picked out, doesn't it? He says, oh, the plants is growing, he says, but he's always got to be attending and pulling out the weeds, right? So it's just like, well, you see, Adam was created in a garden to look after it and all that, but like he sinned along with Eve because Satan made them doubt God's word, and then suddenly they were cast out of the garden. And then there was lots of things grew after that, weeds and stuff. And weeds can grow in our lives as well. We're going to think a wee bit about that in a wee minute. But that's pretty well kept. You notice there's a lot of, what do you call that, burnt chippings and stuff here. I think that's to try and keep the weeds down, if I think. I'm near gardener, but I believe that if you put burnt chippings down, theoretically, they're supposed to keep the weeds down. Is that right, Jim? The fit? Oh, you've got, yes, that's good advice. That's good advice. It's no use covering weeds. Right, that's a good point there, Jim. And, you know, sometimes we might try and cover things up. Like maybe things we've done wrong, right? And it's no use covering it up. We've got to take it to God. And we've got to deal with it, you know. So you're right, Jim, it's true. It's not just a case of covering things up so they look nice. You've got to get the weeds out. So, the next slide, John. Now, who was it that said, now, of a question for you, Leah, you said James Romsey Park. Now, yes, Samuel. That's right, the Garden of Remembrance. Now, is this James Romsey Park, or am I all wrong? Is James Romsey Park behind this? Is that right? Or is it all the same? Is this James Romsey Park? Yes? Or it's part of it? Is that right? It's part of I'm getting my education here today. I'm telling you. James Romsey Park, and it's the Garden of Remembrance. Yes? Okay. Now, we have to remember to read God's word, and we have to remember to follow God's word, right? And we're going to read a verse in a minute relating to our hearts, but let's hear. Now, what garden is quite well looked after, isn't it? I don't know if a council look after that or thought is, but it seems to, it's maybe needing Jordan to come with a mower and get a cut, I think, Ken. It's needing a bit of cutting. Here, I think, Ken, because I can see some daisies and stuff, but it looks pretty good. What about the next thing, John? Oh. Well, now, does anybody recognise where that is? I think Aaron does. Aaron recognises. I think Ruth does as well, by the looks of it, yeah? Recognise where it is? Yeah? It's next to... Yes? Was it? It's next to the Gronda. It's next to the Gronda swings, right? So I don't think you would want to play in air, would you? No, I think you would get lost in air. And maybe part of the problem is that whoever owns it, they've just kind of shut it up and just left it. That's maybe all they've done. They've just shut it up and left it. And that's what happens if you leave things. It just gets out of control. Now, with that in mind, let's turn, and it's in the book of Proverbs again, right? We're going to read, and it's in chapter 12 that I was saying to you earlier on, and it's verse 10. Oh no, it's 19, sorry. It's chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And it's verse 23. Now, this is King Solomon that's saying this, right? Now, King Solomon was a wise king, right? He asked God for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. And he came away with all these proverbs, which is very wise. And he also wrote a love song. And then he wrote a book called Ecclesiastes later on in his life as well. But this is what he says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. This is in an International Children's Bible. It says, be very careful about what you think. Your thoughts run your life. Be very careful about what you think. Your thoughts run your life. And some of the other versions, it says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. Now, if our minds run out of control, we can end up with a mess. We can end up with a mess, and we've got to be very careful about our own hearts. Now, I believe there's tea following this service, so thank you very much for those who prepared the tea, and do stay behind after we've finished. It won't be too long, okay, because I can, the bairns has got school this week and all that, but I hope you'll be able to stay for a cup of tea or juice or something to eat. That'll be lovely. The final coffee at Emmaus is tomorrow before the holidays, and thanks to Alma for preparing the news bulletin, which will be at the door if you haven't got one already. Just before we come to pray, I was texting Stanley yesterday, and Stanley Morris had an operation on Friday. His mother Joyce had an operation on Thursday. Stanley's operation didn't go perfectly in that I think he was getting an operation in his gallbladder, but the liver is connected to the gallbladder, so he has some internal stitches, and he's getting another procedure in 10 days' time. So remember, Stanley, in your prayers. Stanley did say to me that Joyce seems to have turned a corner with the operation she had on Thursday, which is good news for her. So remember them in your prayers. And well, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're a God who listens to us. You're a God who hears. You're a God who understands. You're a God of love. You're a God who has given us instruction. You've given us your word. And we thank you for it, Lord, and we pray that we wouldn't just be hearers of the word, we'd be doers of the word as well. And just like with these gardens that we've seen, some of which are in good condition and some that have just been ignored, we pray that our lives would glorify you, and that we would be careful to listen to you and to do what you tell us to do. And help us, Lord, nae just to do our own thing. Although you've given us free will and you've given us freedom, but Lord, we want to praise and thank you for all that you've done for us. And we've got lots and lots of things to do, but we pray that first and foremost we'd bring ourselves to you and to be in line with the good things that you want us to do from day to day. We want to thank you for each other, Lord. We thank you for the children here. We pray your blessing upon them as they go into a summer holiday period in a week's time. And we pray your hand upon them. And for young people up and down the country as well, that they would look to you, Lord, as the foundation for their life and the reason for being. So, Lord, we want to thank and praise you for everyone here, for our families. We do bring before you those who are nae so well at the moment. We've mentioned Stanley and Joyce, and we pray for others, Lord, who are nae very well, and they're either in hospital or in home or at home. And we think of them as well, Lord, and pray your hand upon them. And so, Lord, we ask you that you'd speak to our hearts, Lord, as we consider your word for the rest of this short service, And we thank you for a cup of tea after it as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, Jordan, you did ask for the books of the Bible, right? So, it's to the tune, Follow, Follow, I Will Follow Jesus. I think it is on the PowerPoint in the Song Pro. But if not, open up your Bibles to the table of contents and we'll sing this song. We'll stand up and we'll stretch our legs together, okay?
Let's stand. Genesis, Exodus.
Let's have a look at a few more gardens again, John. Slide number 11 this time. Anybody recognize where that is? Any sure? Any guesses? Yes, the corner of Faithly Home. That's right, Margaret. Yes, it's a very nice garden. Okay, the next one, John. Does anybody recognise this one? This is a difficult one, I would suggest, unless you've got any local knowledge. Oh, Audrey. Well, it sounds like Audrey Ken's, I seen. The Secret Garden. Is this the Brock's best kept secret, by the sounds of it? Audrey, do you ken for this is? Do you ken for this is? The Secret Garden. Is it called the Secret Garden? Is that what it is? I think it's a Brock's best kept secret. I was concerned that folk would be jumping over my fence to get in here, but I think there is actually an entrance in it for the Bock of Lochboats Road. It's just the Bock of Lochboat in between Lochboats Road and Alexandra Terrace is the Secret Garden. That's where we used to let off our fireworks on November the 5th, wasn't it? Until they inconsiderately planted a garden in it, but actually it's a very nice garden. It's a lovely garden. And people do come in, young and old, to help out there. It's very, very nice. A community garden. It's very nice. What about the next one? That's very nice as well. What do you think of that now? A church garden. And thank you to everybody who works in a church garden. And there's lots of different people, including Margaret and Jim, who work in a church garden and who plant flowers and who weed and water and all that kind of stuff. And it's all work it has to be done to keep the garden nice and tidy. And that's lovely. Now, okay. Now, I think before I give you the 3 points in the sermon, that's going to be a truncated sermon, right? It's going to be very truncated. I've got some negatives and some positives, right? I've got some negatives and some positives. Now, think about a garden here when you're thinking about this. Okay, now, Jordan, I gave you some negatives. Not that reading the Word of God is a negative, it's a positive, but like what you've got to read is kind of sad. But, oh, I made a mistake, you know. I did say it was Proverbs and Genesis, but actually, I'm going to ask you to turn to Galatians. Good job with sung the books of the Bible, eh? Galatians chapter 5. Jordan? It's Galatians chapter 5, and Jordan is going to read verses 19 to 21. Okay. I'll give you a minute to look it up before Jordan reads it. Okay. But these are the negatives. Okay.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, deceit, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God.
That's well read. Thank you very much, Jordan. Now, those are some negative things which are the works of the flesh, okay? Now, there are some positive things, too, that follow on for those verses. So keep your finger in Galatians 5, and Aaron is going to come and read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, okay?
The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, let's turn back to Proverbs, very briefly. Job, Psalms, Proverbs. Chapter 12. I was reading Proverbs chapter 12 a few weeks ago, and three things jumped out at me when I was reading this chapter, and I thought I'd share them with you tonight. Three negative things and three positive things. So let's deal with the negative things first. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 3, where part of that verse says, a man is not established by wickedness. A man is not established by wickedness. Or it may say something slightly different in your wording. Okay, that's verse 3. It's a negative. Let's go down to verse 7. And again, part of that verse says, in verse 7, the wicked are overthrown and are no more. The wicked are overthrown and are no more. And down to verse 12 in Proverbs 12, and part of that verse says, the wicked covet the catch of evil men. The wicked covet the catch of evil men. Three negatives. Three negatives. Now, Jordan read a bit of Galatians 5 where the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it gave you some examples of sins that are serious. But there's a little word but there in Proverbs 12, and you read it in different verses, but. And that's good, because but means there's something else. There's something else. And so let's read the positives here. But. And in some of the verses, the positive comes first. In some of the verses, the negative comes first. But I've given you the negatives. Now I'm going to give you the positives. Right, let's go back to Proverbs 12, verse 3. And you can think about this as you think of the state of your heart before the Lord as it is. The state of your heart and your life before the Lord as it is. And the proverb says in verse 3, the root of the righteous cannot be moved. The root of the righteous is Christ. It's Christ. And if Christ, if Jesus Christ is the foundation and the root of your life, you will not be moved. Your life will not be moved if the root of your life is Christ. And if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we sing this verse almost every week in a Sunday school about S-A-L-V-A-T-I-O-N, Acts 16:31. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. About trusting in the Lord Jesus. And if you're trusting in the Lord Jesus, you have a root inside you, which is Christ, which is Jesus. He's inside you. His life is inside you. And that root will never be moved. That is a positive, positive thing. Now think of your heart as a garden. Think of your heart as a garden, okay? And your heart needs to be looked after, just like a garden does. And sometimes weeds get in here and they need to be gotten rid of. And we all do things that's not great at times, because the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We need to throw off, we need to get rid of anything that's not right in our heart. And I know my own heart a little bit. I didn't know it completely, but the Lord shines his light in here and I'm thinking there's something here that isn't right and I've got to get rid of it. Now, John, I've got another picture there. I'm ashamed to say this is from my own garden. And has anybody got thistles in their garden, by the way? Have you? They're actually quite bony, aren't they, Alec? They are bony. I think they can be decorative. In this case, I never planted this thistle. But you maybe deliberately planted a thistle, but I didn't. And again, forest thistle came for. It was planted by an evil bird or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, as you can see from the top of that stalk, I started to work on that with a thin pair of gloves this week, much to my annoyance, because they weren't thick enough. And I got pricked. So I thought, I'm going to get back to that with a thicker pair of gloves. That's one of my jobs this week, is to hook a thing right out. Now, it's no use just cutting the top off. As Jim says, you can't just cover weeds and expect them to go away. You have to hook them out. And I'm going to get my spade down here this week and get right to the root, because the root's going down pretty low, isn't it? And again, you can't just go surface level. The root, I've got to, so I'll let you know next week who I get on, okay? I'll take another photo next week, okay? So, guard your heart with all diligence, but you see, the good news is, the root of the righteous cannot be moved. That's positive. Now verse 7, in Proverbs 12. The house of the righteous will stand. The house of the righteous will stand. Now, you noticed the swimming pool wasn't there on Emir, didn't you? It's moved. It's moved down to another area, there's a new swimming pool. But I'm not really speaking about physical houses, because houses come and go and they get knocked down, they get rebuilt and all the rest of it. And this earth is not going to stand forever, because there's going to be a new heavens and a new earth one day, and God's going to make that happen. But the house of the righteous is God's house. It's God's house. And if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are part of that house. You are part of that body of Jesus, because we're together. And we are being built up as a holy house. And that house of the righteous, will stand forever. That's good news. And the third point is in verse 12. Verse 12 says, the root of the righteous yield fruit. The root of the righteous yield fruit. Has anybody planted anything that yields fruit? Yeah? Tomatoes, oh, lovely. Fruit, oh, of course, tomatoes is not a fruit, is it? Cranberry. Strawberries, oh, lovely. Strawberries, oh, excellent. Oh, we can't forward going then. If Albert's got a crop of strawberries in his garden. You know, if you plant a fruit of any kind, you expect there to be fruit, don't you? Because God has created different seed-bearing fruits to yield fruit, and they need to be planted, and they will grow. The root of the righteous yield fruit. Now, if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, your root can never be moved, because your root is Christ, and your house will stand because it's God's house. And you are going to be able to give God something, because God is going to be able to work in your life according to his word, and he's got good works for you to do, and fruit is going to come as a result. I didn't mean strawberries, because, like, you know, strawberries is what we eat. But, like, there will be good things come, and Aaron read it about in Galatians 5, the fruit that the Spirit gives is love and joy and peace and patience and all that in our lives. So there's the three points for you. I've gone on a wee bit too long. But think of your heart as a garden that needs to be kept. It needs to be tended. It needs to be cared for. You need to guard against certain things in your life that will spoil your heart, because even though God gave Solomon great wisdom, he wasn't perfect, and he made some serious mistakes. Now, I'm not throwing stones at Solomon. I make enough mistakes myself, okay? And I'm certainly not throwing stones at you, because I've got enough keeping my end hurt, okay? But it's important that you look after your heart, okay? And God has given us an indication of how we do this. It's with his life inside us. So keep reading the Word of God. Keep praying. Keep trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and live for him. And your root will never be moved, because it's Christ. Your house will never be moved, because it's God's house. And fruit will come for your life, which is the fruit of the Spirit. Now, before we have our tea, let's stand and sing our hymn. Hymn number 132, it's on the overhead. Jesus, thou art everything to me. Oh, is that okay? Number 132. And then your redemption. Please be seated as we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word to us. We want to thank you for Jesus, the Savior of the world, the good and holy God, the great high priest, the holy Lord, who is high and lifted up. And yet, Lord, we realize that you came and you became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. And Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us to yourself. We want to thank you for bringing us here tonight. And we commit each one of us to you, Lord, everyone of whatever age, young or old alike. Lord, that we would become more like Jesus. Lord, that we would be conformed to the image of Jesus. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would work through us for good and every day. So, Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for this cup of tea. We pray your blessing, continued blessing upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.